The Art of Dying Well, translated from the Latin of the Venerable Cardinal Bellarmine by the Reverend John Dalton. To the reader. In presenting to the public another volume of Bellarmine's spiritual works, I trust that, like the one already published, A Gradual Whereby to Ascend Unto God, it will be found not unworthy of the venerable author's reputation. He is not, indeed, equal to many of the great spiritual writers that lived about the time of the Reformation. Controversy was his chief delight, his characteristic. But it is well known that in his old age, and in the holy calm of solitude, whither he had retired to prepare his soul for death, he composed several excellent spiritual treatises. Among these, The Art of Dying Well will be found to contain many sublime and practical lessons on the most important of all arts. It is written with a beautiful simplicity, unction, and strength of reasoning, supported by many apposite quotations from the sacred scripture and the fathers. The remarks on the sacraments are particularly valuable. I should observe that after I had translated the work, I found it had already been translated more than a century ago by a Reverend John Ball. But on comparing it with the Latin, I soon found that it was more a paraphrase than a translation, that whole sentences were omitted in almost every page, that remarks were inserted which were not in the original, and especially that everything connected with the doctrines of the Catholic Church was carefully expunged. The translator, however, acknowledges as much in his preface. Wherever my author goes off into the Romish innovations, I have attempted to give him another turn. I must farther own that I have taken some liberty, where it was proper, to enlarge his thoughts, etc. This is now called by some living writers, who are so fond of translating Catholic books of devotion, adapting them to the use of the English Church. Is it not a pity that so many of our best spiritual writers should be so translated by those of another communion, and that we ourselves should be rather backward in giving proper translations to the public? I trust that by the blessing of God, this translation, such as it is, on so important, so momentous a subject, may produce some good fruit in due season. And if there be any who shall feel after its perusal that they have gained some spiritual profit in their soul, may I be allowed to make one humble yet earnest request? This is that such would bestow a trifle upon me, for the love of God, toward enabling me to liquidate the debt still remaining on my church. Charity covers a multitude of sins, and being the queen of all other virtues, she powerfully pleads for us before the throne of mercy, and induces the Almighty to bestow His divine grace upon us, that by leading a good life we may be enabled to die a holy death. Signed, John Dalton, St. Mary's Church, Lynn, Norfolk. Bellarmine's Preface. End of To the Reader.